I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want to give them any more publicity, but Mel called to my attention one of these left-wing bloggers she was talking about who seemed to be upset because we have said some things they interpreted as being unpleasant toward the world's largest Muslim nation, population-wise, that would be Indonesia, and did this thing about how Indonesia, it's a, they're a tolerant form of Islam, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. This is the Indonesia where these guys blew up over 200 tourists, mostly Australian, a few years ago, on Bali, which is part of Indonesia. And where they got a slap on the wrist for doing it, the guy who dreamed up the whole thing is already out of prison.
Yeah.
And he was laughing and joking at his trial because he knew nothing was going to happen to him under the Indonesian government. This is where Muslim mobs regularly murder Christians. Just recently beheaded some Christian school children. Oh, yeah. This is tolerant Islam. And they quoted as their source for, quote, discrediting the Insight magazine about the Indonesian school that Barack Obama attended, saying CNN had discredited the story. Excuse me, this would be the CNN that admitted lying about by omission and covering up for Saddam Hussein for years so they could keep their little office open in Iraq. Now, if you invest any credibility in CNN, you're a dope. Because the reason the left loves them is they're the propaganda mouthpiece for the political left. They're the Democratic Party's Al Jazeera. So I find myself unconvinced by that argument. I don't know about the school. I didn't go over there. One way or another, but they also ridicule the idea that if you are the offspring of a Muslim father, according to Islamic law, you're a Muslim for life. That's what the Quran says.
Mm-hmm.
You are a Muslim for life. It is not optional. You can't renounce it as far as they're concerned. So it doesn't make any difference what you say.
Well, the fact
if daddy was a Muslim, whether he was a practicing Muslim or hadn't for generations, makes no bleeping difference under
the Quran,
under Islamic law, Sharia,
right.
Yeah.
Well, they seem to, at certain left-wing websites, seem to believe that that they can fit the facts for their agenda, and their agenda is to destroy us personally and get us fired and thrown off the air. So,
well, they're full of bovine excrement, and I don't mind saying so, and we're not going to let up for a minute. So if you read any of that crap, just remember, these people lie in their teeth. Just for the fun of it.
Exactly. So.